Today on this episode of The Drop.
Said, hey, you want to try singing some of these? And that's what we did, and made up 5 songs and recorded them on a laptop, and it turned out pretty good. Kind of just a fun project, something to do at home.
Hello, concerned citizen. After a long day at the office, gather the family around for something worth listening to.
The Drop. Now, here's the host of The Drop, Dan Portnoy.
And welcome to this episode of The Drop. Chris Weigel in for Dan Portnoy on this show. Great to be with you. Today, Dan talks with Josh Rouse and his newest release, Country Mouse City House. You don't want to miss that. Don't click away. We will be right back.
This summer is full of new releases, and The Drop is giving you the hookup on what to expect from Lavender Diamond.
Open your heart. Tear it apart.
The Soft Lights.
Yes, it's true.
Josh Rouse.
So I'm back on my bass guitar. I'm with the Hollywood. I'm with the Hollywood.
The source for music on the edge, The Drop.
Welcome back to The Drop Podcast. Chris in for Dan Portnoy. And now Dan joins Josh Rouse.
Well, Josh, as far as Country Mouse City House, what is the album concept? I know that, like, in the past, you know, with Sub de Tulo was a little more, I think, about your time, as I remember, your time in Spain and just being in Spain and the whole just changing a whole bunch of scenery and a whole bunch of that. With Country Mouse City House, what is it that kind of inspired the album, either through thematically or otherwise?
There's really no big, like, concept to it. It was just a title that I thought of, and I thought it was funny, and it was kind of relevant to my life. I'm from a very rural place in Nebraska, and I've ended up kind of moving all over, and now I'm splitting time between, you know, Brooklyn, New York, and Valencia, Spain, which are two kind of, you know, cities. Therefore, it's Country Mouse City House. And it rhymed with my name, so I thought it was a funny title. But it really doesn't have that much to do with, you know what I mean? It's not tied into the song so much. It's just kind of something that popped into my head. And the songs kind of range from, you know, I use a lot of city titles, you know, different experiences in different cities. They might not even be mine, but they're kind of story songs, you know? I mean, I'm just kind of telling little stories with good melody.
Great. With the album and the first single, Hollywood Bass Player, what's the story behind that?
That was from a picture that I had taken a couple years ago out in Hollywood, and it was a guy on Hollywood Boulevard with a bass and a little amp. He was just playing with those, you know, just like that. And I said, saw that picture, and it gave me the idea to, you know, it was just an idea for a song, so I kind of made up a story about this guy.
Time was running out, I had to make a move. Yeah. So I picked up the bass guitar and I played it cool. Yeah, I played it cool.
So did you ask him what his story was, or you just?
No, I didn't even talk to him. I just took a picture of him from the street.
Oh, gotcha. Very cool. I think one of the more inventive promotions or just a cross promotion for this album seems to be that you're getting into the wine biz a little bit.
I think there was a wine company that was a fan of mine, and they're doing some kind of a download thing when you buy, you know, it's just a marketing thing. I mean, I drink wine, but I'm not really a big connoisseur. You know, if you were to ask me, you know, which, you know, took a good year, this or that, I really don't know.
But as long as it goes down smooth, right?
As long as it tastes good.
That's right.
That's what I want.
Excellent. Now, with your live show, Josh, I was able to catch one just recently, and it was so upbeat, and that was so refreshing for me. Why do you think that is?
Well, what night? Maybe you must have got a good night.
Well, you were actually in Charlottesville.
Charlottesville.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
I'm glad you thought it was upbeat. Sometimes it doesn't feel like it, but I'm glad it comes across that way. I don't know why that is. I guess you try to do a balanced set, you know? I mean, you can't play too many ballads or, you know, and then you don't want to have, I mean, all my stuff is kind of mid-tempo stuff, so I guess, and it's got a good groove, so I guess that keeps it kind of up. Even if you're saying sad things sometimes, the B is good. That's important.
Yeah, definitely. There were just a ton of people just dancing around, and next time I see a show of yours, I'm bringing a date. There's no question about it.
All right, good.
That was great. Now, in terms of She's Spanish, I'm American, you're kind of coming off that, and which was a nice little EP to come out to give us a bit of a hold us over a little bit till the next album. Did you have just some songs that you didn't feel like you could come out with it under your own name, and you just said, hey, let's do this thing and see what happens?
Yeah, I had a couple songs that I just had for a while and stuff I was working on, and just talking to Paz, my girlfriend, and I said, hey, do you want to try singing some of these? And that's what we did, and just made up 5 songs and you know, in the apartment, and recorded them on a laptop and a little inbox thing, and it turned out pretty good. So it was just kind of just, you know, a fun project, something to do at home.
That's great. I really enjoyed it, and I thought it was again really super upbeat. I think in terms of most of the music that's out there that gets kind of placed in that indie music market, I just feel like so much of it is get some angst in it, and I don't feel that so much with your
music
at all.
Yeah, it's not real cynical, you know. I mean, we're not coming from that place. There's too much cynicism in that whole world, you know.
Now, one of the neat things is that the Bedroom Classics was just kind of was it a side project that just started, and you released 2 EPs, and now you decided to put it into a whole label?
It originally, it's always been the name of my studio, because wherever I'm at, you know, wherever I've recorded, it's been kind of a bedroom situation, so. I thought it was a funny name, Bedroom Classics, and then when I started my own little imprint with Network, I just called it Bedroom Classics, and I already had an EP called Bedroom Classics, so then I did a Bedroom Classics Volume 2, so it's the name of some EPs that I put out periodically, and then it's also the name of, I guess you could call it my record label. It's not really a record label, it's just me.
Now, you've got a neat thing that is happening online, like people can sign up for your recommendations on some music that's either coming out or is out, and there's downloadable possibilities and a whole bunch of other stuff. Where did you come up with the idea for that?
Well, we just wanted to do a, you know, just kind of turn people on to some stuff maybe they wouldn't hear about, some people I know and stuff like that. So that was really kind of the idea. We haven't been doing it a whole lot lately. I'm just kind of doing it, you know, here and there, just talking about, hey, have you heard about this or heard about that? It's not so much a store anymore where people can buy it, you know. We're just talking about stuff. Just like any kind of blog would, I guess, you know.
Yeah. Now, did that spawn out of a lot of people asking you for recommendations, or did you just start doing it?
No, I just started doing it. Well, I mean, you know, people ask you what you're listening to all the time in interviews or something like that. So, you know, every once in a while, yeah.
Excellent. And speaking of that, what are you listening to right now?
What am I listening to right now lately? I've been kind of on a vinyl kick. So I've been buying a lot of Jackson Browne records and Jim Croce, a lot of 70s singer-songwriter, which, you know, I like, of course. And then new stuff. The name of the band is Destroyer. Actually, it's just one guy, but it's called Destroyer. I like that record a lot. And then there's a girl, she goes by the name of El Perro del Mar, which is the dog of the sea in Spanish, and she's from Sweden, I think. She's really good. So, yeah, I've been listening to those things.
Gotcha. Now, do you find that splitting your time between Spain and Brooklyn has really, that foreign music or non-American music or more world music has really influenced what you're checking out now?
Well, I think I get a lot of, you know, maybe I hear about stuff that's happening in Europe before, you know, it ever catches on in the States. I think it's all filters, I guess, you know. I guess, you know, we get different filters over there. You hear it from, you know, I hear it from friends. Hey, have you heard this or heard that? Actually, in Valencia, I probably go see more music than anywhere, just because a lot of people actually come through there and tour now. So I'll get to see a show, and I'll check out a band or something. So, but yeah, I think a lot of stuff from Sweden is good. You know, there's Sweden's got a big impact on Europe. You know, they're making some really good pop music up there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the States, there's just so much sometimes. I'm sure you know that. It's kind of hard to concentrate on anything, you know.
Yeah,
you get around anything, you know.
Yeah, you got to look through a lot of coal to find the diamonds there.
Yeah, exactly.
Excellent. Now back to the 70s music. You did a Bread cover, which I thought was really quite good.
Thanks.
And that's only available on the tribute to Bread. Did that kind of spawn out of this whole 70s vinyl kick, or is that something you just were asked to do a while before, or what happened?
The guy who put it out, I met. He's a friend of mine. I met him down at a long time ago at South by Southwest, I think. And he said, hey, I'm doing a Bread tribute. I've got almost all the tracks, and I'm a big fan, and I'd love if you did a song. So that's how it came about. I said, sure, I like Bread a lot. So that's kind of how it came about.
Excellent. Well, Josh, I really appreciate you being on the show. The album is Country Mouse City House, and we really appreciate it. It comes out July 31st. Take care.
Thank you.
That was Josh Rouse with Hollywood Bass Player. Well, thanks again for checking out the Drop Podcast. If you'd like more information on the Drop Podcast or Dan Portnoy, visit danportnoy.com. You can also check out thedroponline.com. And if you would like to know a little bit about the institution or facility, what have you, that produced the show, check out www.oddconcepts.com. That's oddconcepts.com. Thanks once again for checking out the Drop Podcast. As Dan would say, be safe. You've been listening to The Drop Podcast. For more information about The Drop, visit thedroponline.com. You can learn more about Dan Portnoy by visiting danportnoy.com. The Drop was recorded at Audio Concepts, engineered by Chris Weigel. For more information about Audio Concepts, visit www.audconcepts.com. That's www.oddconcepts.com.